من حسین علیزاده هستم.
Hi, this is Hussein Alizadeh. I was born in Tehran, Iran, in the year 1951. And I started music from early ages as 10 or 11 years old.
What made you want to start playing music?
From really early ages, before attending school, I had fantasies in my head. I had imaginations in my dreams, and most of it would deal with theater or cinema or music, and also poetry. In those early ages, the impression that a musical instrument or a performance on a musical instrument would have on me would put me in a fantasy state that I would just wander for myself as a kid in that world.
What's a formative memory of playing music where you realized this is what you wanted to do?
Music is not my job. I don't look at it as my career or as my job. It is my life, and I live with it every second of my life, and it's my passion. I don't do music, but I feel music. I absorb music, and that happens on a daily basis, but I don't consider it my job.
You're playing an updated kind of avant-garde approach to this music, to a tradition of music that is hundreds of years old. How do you innovate on something that is that established?
The deeper our knowledge is to the tradition, the more innovative our approach would be towards inventing or being innovative in terms of an avant-garde artist.
It's my impression that improvisation is at the heart of some of this music. What does improvised music offer that written music does not?
The difference between notated music and improvised music is in the momentum, but at the same time, in composed music or fixed music, the momentum also has to happen, has to take place for the composer in order to write in his or her isolation. Improvised music, because of the nature of the performance, deals with the atmosphere that the audience actually makes. So its guidance would be not precise or wouldn't be actually clear. In other words, due to different venues and audience, the music is going to be different because of the feedback that is getting from both the venue and the audience. When I set my foot on the stage, from the very beginning moments, I think about to do something that my breath and the audience's breath becomes one, so that we become one body. We come from different backgrounds, from different situations, me and the audience, but in the shortest time, we make that one.
What's it like to see that approach be embraced across many different cultures and as part of this current tour that you're doing?
Music doesn't have any borders. Just like me and you, when we're talking about a common subject, it doesn't matter which country we're from or where we come from, but we think the same about the same subject as music. And when the music has its own momentum, it's going to affect any nationality. It doesn't matter which part of the world it's from and which part of the world the audience is from.
خیلی موقع اتفاق افتاده که چه حالا در کشورهای غیر از ایران حالا کشورهای شرقی بوده یا
It's interesting for me to note that the audience to my music mostly abroad that is not Iranian and is mostly international they also they sometimes are really they sometimes are more and the critics and the audience are sometimes more precise, have more precise ears, or actually hear that tradition in a different way that can bring us close together. We might not speak the same language, but we understand the same language, which is music. The audience that is to my music that is not Iranian, it's interesting to note that they do not seek nostalgia in the music. But the audience becomes one with the frequencies and the sounds that is being produced with the instruments. Most of the times after the concerts that I have conversations with my audience, especially non-Iranian audience, I get the feeling that they have traveled with me in that time window of the concert that I was playing, and I get the feeling that they also have felt and seen Iran in flesh. It's interesting to note that when we have an international audience, they also implicate another form of feeling for us, rather than when we play in a domestic situation. Therefore, we become one with them and we make a new language.
What can people expect from the concert here in St. Louis?
It's hard to depict the kind of music that we're going to be performing because the repertoire that we're going to play is not a fixed repertoire, and it varies due to the fact that each audience has its own aura, has its own, gives its own vibes and its own feeling, and each concert is going to be different because of the fact.
Why is it important to play shows of this music somewhere like St. Louis or North Carolina when you do have such renown that you're able to play places also like New York, LA, and other international cities?
I actually do the same in my own country, Iran, as well, which is that I play concerts in smaller concert halls and in smaller cities, not only capital cities or the main cities of Iran or any part in the world, because I believe that I also have to go to the audience. It's not that only audience has to come to my concert, and I believe that in smaller cities the relationship between me and the audience is more intimate, and the audience is in a more relaxed mood than the capital cities or metropolitan cities.